is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're very happy to have Phil Stasek, the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance, and Ra'ed Alshaibi, the vice president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. And they're here to tell us about this Thursday's event, Palestine-Israel, opening up the dialogue. Let's start out talking a little bit about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance and what you do.
The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of progressive and liberal thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for women's rights, for civil rights, for the environment. But we also work hard to support people that around the world who are downtrodden, people who are discriminated against. This issue of the Palestine-Israel conflict has been going on since long before I was born. This is an issue that is hot. People want to know about, you know, who do I support? Who's right? Who's wrong? This is really, really not an easy subject to look at. The more you look at it, the more difficult it gets. We have a fantastic group of specialists. We have Donna Neville, who's a community psychologist and educator. Raisha Mubarak, who is the president of the Young Democrats of Orange County. We have Alan Levine, who is a constitutional and civil rights lawyer. We have Adi Davidad, who is from Tel Aviv, Israel. He is a student here at FIT. And we're really, really lucky to have as one of our keynote speakers, Ra'ed Alshaibi. And he is our vice president of SCPA, a Palestinian by birth, raised in Jordan, a man who I have great respect for, who also happens to be our vice president of the SCPA. He's here with us in the studio. Ra'ed, you're an amazing man. And why do you think this is an important topic?
Thank you for this great opportunity for the public to get more involved in this topic. It is a sensitive issue, and a lot of people have a lot of opinions on this. The more we educate ourselves, I think it's going to be a lot easier for people to understand both sides. And I encourage the public to really come in, share their opinion, open up to the other side. And if you don't ask, and if you don't get the answer and get a communication back and forth, I think we'll be able to understand each other. But I know there's a tragedy going on. If you look at the infrastructure and the people, how they're living in Palestine. So I can see the young generation are going to be for finding a solution. So I want me as an old person to adopt new ways to find a hopeful way for both sides to live in peace.
On the poster for our event, we have the picture of two children. And what kind of future do we want to leave to these young people? Are they born into the world as innocent people? And what happens? They're raised on one side or the other of a wall. They learn to hate each other. They throw rocks at each other or bullets. Is this the world we want to leave to them? And the answer, of course, is no. We want them to live in a world of peace, of love, of interdependence. Can people who have such differences meet in the same room on this night of our event, look each other in the eye and say, I want peace for the children? Can we do that?
To really clarify, there's 5.4 million Palestinians living within another 7.2 million Israelis. No one is going to throw the other in the sea. That's what I keep hearing, and that's why I grew up. No one is going anywhere. If we hide behind these hateful or pessimistic realization, and I'm not going to find a magic solution in this event. We just want to educate people and maybe lead gradually into people understanding and supporting a peaceful solution.
Boy, I really want to learn more, and I'm looking forward to it.
Education is the key, so we hope that people will turn out. It happens on Thursday, April 4th, 6:30 p.m. at the Front Street Civic Center. Palestine-Israel, opening up the dialogue. Free and open to the public. If you'd like more information, you can go to...
Please go to the web, www.scpaflorida.com.